T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to throw out the sponsor anyway. The coach, who's going to be here any minute now, is brought to you by Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center. Everyday Amazing by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. McFarland Energy, the area's premier heating oil provider. Needham Bank, can we be your bank? And by the Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealer.
All right, Bill Belichick is here. I already read all the sponsors, so we don't have to do that anymore, Bill. So just slap those headphones on. And we'll go on. First of all, I heard you won your 300th game. Is that true? Keep on hearing people talk about it here. Congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank
Unbelievable yeah. accomplishment. Do you feel different than you did in that first game? Same place. Feel different? Do you coach different?
Yeah, I probably feel a little bit different, but still, once it... Football is still football, so it's changed, but it's still football, still football.
Are you better, or how much better? Because everybody's better at something if they do it for a long period of time. But how much better do you believe you've developed as a coach over the years? I mean, certainly people recognize you, but you personally, how do you feel about where you are?
Yeah, I don't know. I really thought about it. I'm not sure.
Save it for the book.
I know one thing. I've had a lot of good players, and that's what wins football games, is good football players. So you can exit out all you want. You got a bunch of bad players, you're probably not going to do very well. So I've had a lot of good ones. I've had some great ones going back to the Giants. And so that's the main thing, is to have good players that are, you know, tough, smart, dependable. And I've been very fortunate to have those, and had a lot of great coaches too. Had a great staff in Cleveland, have a great staff here. Had a lot of good people. Had a great staff at the Giants, you know, as a defensive coordinator. So very... you know, Al Groh and Romeo, and you know, those guys are just pretty good coaches. So I've been fortunate.
Yeah, just watching social media. You know, I know you don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, and I've been on that all day.
I know. I looked at your account. You had like 500,000 likes.
Yeah.
When you got 300 wins, I just think it's cool. You know, and I know you're a humble guy, but I think it's just really cool when I see all the older players. Guys from all those different eras just sending out congratulations to you, and everyone kind of says the same thing when they talk about you. But as far as being able to coach so long, is the most important thing, I guess, if you're giving advice to another coach, would it be just be consistent with your approach and your message?
Well, I'd say do what you believe in. You know, there's a lot of different ways to do it, but I think when you try to be something you're not, or be somebody you're not, or do something that you don't really believe in as a facade because somebody else did it, or I don't think that's going to work very well. I think you got to do what you believe in, then you have confidence and conviction.
And do you think the players pick up on those coaches that are just trying to be somebody that they're not?
Well, they probably do, but in the end, it's, you know, it's any time trying to be something you're not or do something you're not, that's probably not a real good thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious, because you've had a lot of guys under you go off and coach in other places. Are those discussions you ever have with any of those guys on their way out, as far as just maybe what to become?
I've talked to almost all of them.
Being your own
length,
guy?
Well, about whatever they want to talk about. They have questions. They ask me a question, I'll give them an honest answer.
Yeah, because that's one of the things.
I'm not going to sit there and, you know, preach to them on what right. They should be or shouldn't be, or should or shouldn't do. That's not my place to do that. But they have questions, and there's things they want to talk about. I think if you talk to any of those people, from Josh to Billy O to Matt, Brian Flores, they'd all tell you that if they asked me something or if they wanted help with something, that I would try to help them prepare for the interview or, you know, the process or whatever it happened to be.
Everybody's talking about everybody's future this past week. Were you kidding that time you made the comment, I don't want to be Marv Levy?
coaching in my 70s. Is that a joke?
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember what you said?
Yeah. No, I did. And when I said it, I didn't know what 70 felt like, so not really sure if that's an accurate statement today or not. I don't really know. At the time, I didn't feel that way. Now that I'm closer to that age, I don't know.
Trust me, that's what happens in life. I'm finding out.
Yeah.
Exactly it. Be a young 80.
Yeah, that sounds good. Be a young anything.
So the game, just looking at the game, a great win. Defensively, I think we're all just amazed just how unbelievably just special this group is, especially just the amount of turnovers that they create. Some people would call it luck, bouncing their way, but it really just the Jonathan Jones play, what an unbelievable hustle play by him. Even Van Noy, yeah, the offensive lineman kicked the football, but, I mean, he had a lot to do with that, putting that offensive lineman in that position. And Lawrence Guy, I mean, some people would call it fluky, but I would say, I mean, it's because they're coached to do that, and it's working.
Well, we have a very alert group of guys, and they have really good ball awareness. As you know, you just have a split second to, sometimes make those decisions. Can you get the ball? Do you make the tackle? What do you do? And the John Jones play was kind of interesting because he's so fast. He was able to, track Chubb down, and he probably had a couple seconds to think about, all right, am I going to have a chance to strip this and time it right and so forth. But a lot of plays are bang-bang plays, but if you got a lot of guys hustling the ball, like Simon's interception off of Gilmore's tip, if you're hustling the ball and the ball's in the air and you got some guys there, then you got a better chance of recovering it, just like the strip that John Jones had. Without Devin recovering that fumble, it's, I don't say a meaningless play, but it doesn't have much impact if they recover it there. So Devin's effort, John's effort, those are, it's a lot of team football there. We had some other chances. Steph had a shot, mm-hmm. at an interception. We knocked the ball off of Hilliard on the punt return. But we had two guys hitting them and nobody left to get the ball. So, hopefully we can keep being aggressive. But I think it really comes down to players and their ball awareness. Brewski was like that. Brewski just had a nose for the ball. He just found the ball. Jamie Collins, he's like that. He just knows where the ball is, and he makes those plays in practice. He gets his hands on more balls than anybody else in practice, and gets a bunch of them in the game.
So if a guy doesn't have that initially, is that something that could be taught?
Well, sure.
Or is it more instinctive?
I think it's very instinctive, but you can improve it. But look, I don't think you can make a slow player fast, but you can make a slow player faster. He can improve his speed, or he can improve his quickness,
by
whatever
recognition.
It is. Anticipation, recognition, yeah. Training, and so forth. So, you're not gonna ever make him a fast guy, but he can be, get improved marginally. Just like you can get stronger, you can get faster, you can get quicker. You can improve your technique. You can improve your instincts and awareness.
Is Jonathan Jones the fastest guy on the team? I know he's fast at Auburn.
He'd be one of them. Yeah.
Who would be the other? Because I know it's Jonathan Jones.
Slater,
I know there's
Slater's fast.
Slater's. If you put those two in a race, you think old man Slater, could keep up with him?
Slater's fast.
How about Devin too? Right.
Slater's fast. Bethel's fast.
Yeah.
Devin's fast. Again, it's some speed. It's relative.
Yeah.
Some guys, are, as you know, kind of second 20 guys. Some guys are first 20 guys, yeah. And top out. Bolt's pretty fast. Justin Bethel's fast,
mm-hmm.
So Dorsett's fast. We got a bunch of fast guys. I don't know what it's like to be fast. I can't relate to that.
You mean neither.
But it must be a good feeling to know you can catch the guy or the guy can't catch you. I don't really know what that's like.
So your offensive line against that defensive front, you told us last week, that's a good defensive front, and obviously it is Myles Garrett or whatever. But I thought it was interesting. You've got the one touchdown lead early in the third quarter. They're coming at Brady right now. They're sending the house, putting a lot of pressure. And then Josh calls for that screen to James White, kind of opened everything up. Was it difficult trying to make some of those adjustments with your offensive line, especially with Shaq Mason out with that defensive front?
Yeah, well, they're as you said, they're a good front. They do a good job. They mix it up quite a bit in terms of bringing a fifth rusher, a DB, a linebacker, stunt the line, and so forth. So they're a very athletic group and a powerful group. So it's tough sledding in there. But you know, we battled them. We had some, you know, we had a few. They had a few. But you're right. Screen pass is a big play. It was a great call, well executed. You know, Joe Tooney really made a great block on that to get the play started. And you know, once White got into space, then he did his thing in the open field, which is he's pretty good in there. So, but that was a big one. You know, we hit Dorsett on a go route. Hit Watson on a seam pass. Hit Julian on an over route short flag route. Sanu on an over route. So. You know, we're able to get some chunk kind of plays against the defense, which is you need because it's hard to just grind it out, 3 yards against them all the time. They just, they're going to get you on some negative plays, a sack or a tackle for a loss. And so you're going to have some plays in there where you gain some yardage.
So you guys, Mohamed Sanu comes in here this week and N'Keal Harry working out. We'll see what happens with him this weekend. Is that hard? You're 8 weeks into it, and just some turnover here at wide receiver to kind of get into the rhythm of it. Obviously, Edelman's there getting all his targets, but reintroducing guys or getting guys healthy again, does that make it difficult for you guys offensively, just looking for some stability?
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's the National Football League. So name a team, name a year where it's not like that. It's not many.
So N'Keal Harry if they activate him this weekend, if you're planning on it, and how's he looked for you last week and so far here since he's come back?
Yeah, so the window on him would be through next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. And he's, he's been out there for 2 weeks, and he's, he's worked hard. He's, gotten a lot of reps on the scout team. He's taken some reps with the rest of the group, some one-on-ones, things like that. So, we'll see how it goes.
We got a day left in the trading deadline. You've already made moves. Do you anticipate making another move here? Yeah, is it possible?
I'm sure anything's possible. I don't know. It's hard to say. You need two teams to trade, so I don't know that anything would happen, but things can change in a hurry. We traded for Tlaib. I mean, that trade probably happened in less than 10 minutes between 3:50 and 4 o'clock or whatever it was.
At the deadline.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you could ask me that question at 2 in the afternoon, and I would have said, no, I don't think so. But at 3:55, it looked a lot different. So you never know. You never know. And honestly, I haven't personally been that involved in it. Other members of our staff are in the personnel department. Obviously, Nick and, some of his other people in pro personnel talk to various teams or they call us or whatever. And so that's just, who knows how those conversations go, nothing. All of a sudden, well, what about this? Well, yeah, maybe let's talk about that. So it could happen quickly. And I've heard some where it's, going. And then all of a sudden at the end, it just falls apart. So, you think you're close and you're a mile away and you think you're a mile away and you close the gap in a few minutes, so we'll see.
You were just talking about ball awareness, and Glenn mentioned the James White play, the screen play, and it just, I think about you as far as there's players that are instinctive. I think it kind of goes with offensive coordinators. So I think Josh's timing, really, since he's been a coordinator, has been great, especially with that. The timing, 3rd and 10, where you guys were backed up, needed a big play. I just thought maybe you can just talk about how just – is that instinctive or is that also just learned based on the flow of the game? Because the fact that he called it right then and there, it was – feel like the perfect opportunity to call it.
Yeah, I think that's there's certainly a lot of skill in play calling. And we've had good play callers here. I thought Charlie had a good – knack for that, especially some of the gadget-type plays he would call, Josh does, Billy did. So there's certainly a sense that, you have a lot of plays to call, and it's when you call them and, what situation you call them in and also what plays you've called before that and try to anticipate what they're doing. And so you get it matched up right. So there's definitely a lot of skill to that. And, being aggressive versus being, let's say, playing situational football versus being aggressive and And then most importantly, knowing what your players can do. You know, you've got to do something that they can do. If they can't do it, then it might be a good play on paper. But if we can't execute it, then you don't have anything. So, but one of the things we did well yesterday was we didn't turn the ball over and we didn't have any penalties on offense. So that's always a good place to start. You know, try not to go backwards, take care of the ball, and, you know, then wait for the good things to happen.
So I remember last year we were talking about Tyreek Hill. And the first time you see him, you hear he's fast, but seeing it live is a different level. And maybe that helped you the second time you faced him. Are you facing a similar challenge this Sunday with Lamar Jackson where you know he's quick, you know he's fast, and it's almost something these guys need to see in person to realize how fast he is?
Yeah, I think any time you see an offense like the Ravens, it's a little bit different than what you normally see. I mean, look, there's fast players in this league every week, so there are plenty of fast guys, but actually playing against, you know, your matchup is a little bit different than watching on film, and the Baltimore offense is a little bit different. We haven't really seen anything like this in a while. I don't think anybody else in the league really does this, so... you know, if you were to play it multiple times, I think it would be helpful, but it's, you know, it is what it is. So we'll see it for the first time, and they'll see us for the first time, so there'll be some, you know, learning involved there on both sides, I'm sure.
So he ran the ball a lot last year. His numbers are way up throwing the football. How much better is he now throwing the football, and how much more different is that for you as a double threat now?
Well, it's definitely a problem, and he's a very good deep ball thrower, so they run a lot of deep passes, and if they hit him, it's a big play, and if you have a lot of guys back there and he takes off and runs, that could be a big play too. And they have some, you know, solid play action game because they run the ball more than any team in the league, so if you got too many guys up there playing the run or they don't take care of their responsibility, then they run right by him, hit you on play action. So they actually have a pretty well-balanced offense, and you know, they have two backs, Jackson and, you know,
Ingram.
Yeah, whoever the running back is, yeah. You know, but it's really, there's two backs in the backfield, not one. It looks like one, but it's really two. So, you know, that's a problem. But, you know, we've seen other running quarterbacks, you know, obviously, you know, Buffalo, we faced that and seen some athletic guys. So, but look, it's a tough matchup, no doubt. And it's a good football team.
Is it, you know, you haven't seen a team like this in a while. The team that comes to mind would be, and the quarterback would be, that the San Francisco 49ers and Colin Kaepernick that year, they were running that. Was that fair comparison?
Yeah, it would be that. More recently, it would be, you know, when Coach Roman was up at Buffalo with, you know, Tyrod Taylor.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, we've seen it, but, again, it's a different group of players, different skills, and, you know, Tyrod Taylor was a problem, and similar type of athletic quarterback that could, you know, maybe not as fast as Jackson might be, you know, but he's a pretty good thrower. He's a good player. So, you know, we've seen things similar to that, but that's, you know, it's been a couple of years.
So does one of those, I guess to replicate that in practice, does Stidham or Cody Kessler or watch from the sideline and put like one of those fast cornerbacks in there to kind of give them a speedier look at what it's really going to be like? Or maybe a tailback?
Yeah. No, I think somewhere along the line we've got we need to try to simulate the speed at that position that is comparable to Jackson's. I think that's somewhere we're going to have to do that in practice, sure.
Okay, so that was painless today, right?
Oh, he's been doing it for a while.
It's pretty painless. There's no big news, nothing crazy, trades or anything. All right, so this is the end. So it's brought to you by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers and the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned event going on now through October 31st. Coach, your drive of the week brought to you by Mercedes-Benz is what?
Can we include high tires fumble recovery in that?
You can. You can. You can use that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, we'll take that one.
That was a big
play in the game. You know, it's 3-0 and now it's 10-0.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, you know, it was a big play. So, I'll nominate that.
Yeah, I thought that third quarter, the 7-play, 84-yard drive you guys had, which included the James White, What I think, and the other player that gets maybe it's underrated is Sony Michel, third and one.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good run.
I mean, he stayed on his feet. I just thought Sony Michel probably one of his better games.
Played
just
well.
As far as he played really hard, ran hard.
He did. Maybe got a lot of yards after contact. Got some tough yards, and the touchdown. You know, was able to get a little bit extra time there. Hit Julian. Julian made a good catch. Ran through and ran through an arm tackle and scored. So yeah, it was all. You know, I'd love that drive too.
Yeah.
All right, Sunday night game, so we'll see you back here Monday afternoon. Bill, congratulations again on 300, and good luck moving on to 301.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Glenn. Christian, Lou, thank you.
It's all brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partners of the Patriots. We take a break. We got one more segment here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.